guest from the other booth.
Hey, so you were talking to Mr. Travis about the insulation in his Scottsdale home.
Yes.
And we had another gentleman came called in and said, please, please schedule a follow-up where you can tell everybody on air about, you know, I feel that way a lot of times about the news. You hear about these stories and you don't hear the end. So he's wanting to know the end of the story. He said there's a lot of us in the same situation who would be curious about what the answer is to this man's dilemma.
So
we will cover that.
I'm anxious to see it because retrofitting traditional, conventional insulation to cathedral is very expensive. And you usually only do it if you're hell-bent on proving something to somebody. The ones I've seen done were done right. But they're so expensive to do right, I can hardly ever recommend doing it. But once done, you're actually in pretty good shape. So I'm anxious to see it. And I'll have you hold me accountable to doing a follow-up.
Oh, that's a fun position. I just want to go on record as saying I do not hold Rosie accountable. It's impossible.
Romy, why don't you bring in the next caller?
Katie in Phoenix, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Okay, I have a question. I have a palm tree. It was not planted on purpose. It just grew up, and I should have had it removed. But now it's between two houses, my house and my neighbor's house, probably about 5 feet from my end, maybe 6 feet from the other end. So will that, the roots, damage either one?
You don't have a current problem, correct?
I have what?
There's no existing problem to either of the homes, correct?
No, but I'm just wondering if it's going to displace the cement wall.
And you didn't plant it, so it's not like you have any irrigation running to it, correct?
No.
Yeah. You know, you probably don't need to worry too much in that case. The root zone, the root ball of a palm tree is not like your traditional branched trees. As the, you know, if you picture a big oak tree, you know, picture perfect, and it's 50 feet wide from edge to edge. You know, there's a root zone that's equivalent of that. Well, a palm tree, you know, they don't have branches.
It's a miracle they even stand up.
the
root ball is so small.
Fronds, you know, even if you didn't trim the palm tree, the top of the fronds is as shaggy and as big as they can get. Those roots don't go out past that. It's a very tight root ball. Now there's thousands of little roots, and it's a deeper root ball. But yes, it is quite amazing when you pull one out and you're like, how do these things even stand up as is? But they've got very little branch canopy to catch in the wind, and it just rolls right around their trunk. So if you don't have problems now, and you like that palm tree where it is, and you're not running irrigation to it, I would just leave it because
you're lucky it's a palm tree and not and not a volunteer mesquite or Palo Verde or, you know, God forbid a mulberry. You know, so you're probably okay, Miss Katie.
So if and then you know to remove a palm tree can be an expensive project too. There's there's only certain places that will take palm tree debris and even the palm fronds, the landfill. I know a couple landfills won't even accept them. So landscapers have to go to designated landfills to get rid of those fronds.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, that was the exact topic that we've been on this hour, the right plant in the wrong place. We've covered sewer lines and we've covered foundations, but boy.
And as much as I'm not a
swimming
fan
pools
of palm trees, that is a decent one to have around your swimming pools because you don't have that root zone pushing up against the plaster of your pool. And if you trim on time and keep the dates from developing, it can be about as clean as any. Now, if you don't have it, the dates and the fronds clipped out, the amount of date seeds that a palm tree will drop is incredible. And it gets in your pool and it gets in your filters and it's a project. So as long as you can either, I don't know many people that do their own palm trees themselves, As long as you can pay to have somebody come out twice a year and trim to keep ahead of those seeds from sprouting, it's about as clean and safe a tree to put near a pool. I would say, you know, probably where the deck ends, you wouldn't want to be any closer than 5 feet. But that's a lot closer than you can do a lot of other ones.
Well,
the only cypress. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, Italian cypress is another one that has a shallow root and grows very vertical. If you can stand the look of them, I just can't stand.
The only minuscule problem you might have with a 3 or 4 story palm tree makes a great lightning rod.
It does. It can do that.
It's very minuscule, but we've had issues during monsoon storms.
Jennifer and I are celebrating our 44th anniversary this week, and the closest we've ever been to divorce was when I got my new chainsaw, and she came home, and all those orange trees alongside of the pool were laying down on the ground. You remember growing up at the house, those were y'all's swimming shade.
Well, and there was times of the year where it was so hot, the only place in the pool that was comfortable was up against the edge you were getting a little shade.
I was done skimming. I was done skimming. The trees had to go.
Excuse me? When did you ever skim the swimming pool?
Back then in those days.
No.
I was so sick of watching Jennifer skim citrus leaves out of the pool. I decided to do her a favor and cut those trees down.
I appreciate
you. That's an interesting perspective.
It was all for you, Mom.
There was fire coming out of her eyes when she walked that backyard. And I just kept
story.
The chainsaw running really loud.
I always wondered why they were cut down. I knew for the mess by the pool you didn't want, but I never knew that there was an opposition to that decision.
When we get back, we'll be talking more about your house and your home right here at My House, Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned.